Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will has something very primal on his mind. Not the traditional L word, but something rather lower, shall we say. A baser instinct of human nature. In some traditions, seen as a deadly sin. Yes, today our concupiscent wordsmith turns his attention from matters of the heart southward to matters of the loins. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 129, Uncle Will sets out the stark and dark power of lust. He sees this urge to satisfy one's sexual desires as the squandering of the body's vital energy in a wasteland of moral decay, and in the desire and pursuit of carnal relations makes one dishonest, murderous, violent, blameworthy, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, and simply not to be trusted.
The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action. Until action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will highlights regret and says that as soon as the act is done, you despise yourself, thinking that as you hunted this moment, you were beyond reason, and now that it is over, your hate is also beyond comprehension. He sees it like an irresistible bait that was placed before him, which, having fallen for, now leads him into madness.
Enjoyed no sooner, but despised straight. Past reason hunted, and no sooner had, past reason hated, as a swallowed bait, on purpose laid, to make the taker mad.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will doubles down on the sex makes you mad conceit when he says that not only are you crazy in the pursuit of sex, but also insane during the act. He says that having had it, in the process of doing it, and in the pursuit of it, one is forced to extremes. He does admit that during the shaking of the sheets, he experiences a bliss, but that is quickly followed by sorrow. Before it happens, an anticipation of joy. Afterwards, realizing that joy was just a dream.
Mad in pursuit and in possession, so. Had, having, and in the quest to have, extreme. A bliss in proof, and proved a very woe. Before, a joy proposed. Behind, a dream.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will says that everyone knows this very well, but no one seems to know it well enough to avoid this heaven that ultimately leads men to hell.
All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell.
So, I think it's safe to say that Uncle Will had a somewhat regretful experience. But I do find it fascinating that these venom-dipped words berating the wasteland of moral decay come from the very same heart and mind that gave us the honey-drenched words of undying love between Romeo and Juliet. A reminder, I suppose, from Uncle Will that perspective comes largely from where you stand, or sleep, for that matter. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.